Okay, today's daf is daf Ayin Zayin in Maseches Kiddushin. Today's shiur is sponsored and dedicated by Howard and Debbie Margolin in memory of Marilyn Nanis, Malka Bat Avraham, the Shabbos Shabbat Aliyah, and we thank the Margolins for sponsoring today's daf. Okay, let us start with the last idea that I said we were going to discuss. And that is, before we go to the Mishnah, daf Ayin Zayin, it came up yesterday that soldiers in David Melech's army had long hair. Magadzle blurios. Long hair. So the post can talk about men with long hair in at least three different contexts. Issues that might come up with long hair. Number one is maybe the main issue, and that is, bechlala, they let her have it, is that a problem of chukos hagayim. Chukos hagayim. So the Gemara already talks about this. And the Gemara says, in Misha Karov, well, the Torah quotes it in Siman Kuf Ayin Ches, in Yaradeya, Misha Karov Lamalchus, Vitzorach Lilbosh, Kemal Bushehem, Uladamos Lahem, Mutter Bakol. Anybody is Karov Lamalchus, somebody works for the government, and has to wear what they wear, and has to look like them, then it's Mutter. Ask the Beis Yosef, the Im Tomar, Kivit Demidaraisa Asiri, if this is the Nisidaraisa of Chukusem Loselechu, looking like them, which also relates to Hanukkah, looking like the outside culture and thinking like the outside culture. If it's an Isidaraisa and you get Malchus for it, Hey Chaya Koch Biad Chachamim Lahatir Isatur Lakorvi Malchus. Chachamim could matter Drabanans. They can't matter Daraisa just because you're Korv Malchus to help you with your position. So two answers. Yesh Lomar Dimisha Matzolas Yisrael Yesh Koch Biadam Lahatir. You might say no, in Achinami, even if it's Daraisa, to save all of Klal Yisrael, Chazal Kadei to do it. It's like Yesh Koch Biad Chachamim Lakor Devar Torah. Right, that's one, even though this is somewhat of a Kumvasei. Or the other answer, the old Yesh Lomar, Shahat Torah Lo Pirsha Davar, Elastama, V'Kasva B'Chusayim Lo Selechu. The Torah didn't tell you exactly what's included in this Isser of V'Chusayim Lo Selechu. The Torah just says that in general, don't walk in their ways. And, U'masra HaDavar L'Chachamim. This is one of the examples of the rabbis have the power to interpret what this Din D'Oraisa includes. V'Heim Asru Dvarim Elu L'Shar B'nei Adam. And they said these types of haircuts and these types of clothing applies to other people. But they didn't answer it for those who are got close to the government. And this pasuk will apply to them by things that it doesn't matter whether they acted this way or not. So that's the important principle of the Beis Yosef, that a Chosei Moseleichu is an example of Masr Hakasav L'Chachamim. The Rabbi Chanan in Kovet Shirim and Baba Kama is Mosif on this, that it's a little problematic, the language of Vihitiru. It says, Hitiru Lasaper Kumi, the Gemara says. They will mati, this is the end of the, I think the end of Hachovel in Baba Kama. They allowed the people, Rukar Lamalchus, to get a haircut of Kumi, which is a different type of haircut. So it would be Hitiru. It was never also in the first place, according to the Beis Yosef. So you have to push it into the Lashon of Hitiru. They said it was always Mutter. But that's the Ha'ara of the Rebbe Chanan. So that's one issue. Chosei Moseleichu. So it's probably not a problem if you're doing it for a reason. What if you're not doing it for a reason? What if you stop doing it to be in style? So then already it borders on, you know, you have to ask a posek. What exactly is Chosei Moseleichu? What is it? Certain types of haircuts. So that is one issue that is brought in. The second issue that's brought in is tefillin. So there is a machzis ha-shekel. The machzis ha-shekel, one of the achronim on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, and this is repeated by the kids of Shulchan Aruch. They made this chumra famous, and then the Mishnah Berurah quoted it. Long hair could be a problem of chatzitza. We know there's a problem of chatzitza by, let's say, for example, tevila, of a foreign substance that is interfering between the water and the body. That's chatzitza. So usually that applies to a substance that is not connected, that is not naturally connected. Comes along the Machzis HaShekel, comes along the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, and says, no, even by tefillin, even by a hair that is attached to you, if it's extra long, so then it could be a problem of chatzitza, and the box of the tefillin, the bias, wouldn't be directly sitting on your head, so therefore there could be a problem. So what do we say about this chumrah? So if you look in Rav Avadya, in Yechavadas, in Beis, if you grow your hair because you want it to look pretty, over al shel rosh, or do you say this is a chatzitza? Oh, just like if you put your tefillin shel yad on a shirt on a sleeve on top of your skin. That's a chatzitza. So too with hair. Or do you say no? Shemasara nidik gufo feibo bishop chatzitza. Maybe your hair is like your body. Your skin is not a chatzitza. Your skin is you, right? So hair is you. So he goes. It says there's a couple of machlokas in here. Number one, anything lanoi could be is a machlokas. The Gemara says in one place, call lanoi ino chotzitz. Anything that's there for to be pretty and to be beautiful, it is no chatzitza. That's one issue. And number two, he says there's another machlokas rishonim whether there's an isser of chatzitza bechlal by tefillin shel rosh. Tefillin shel yad, everybody agrees there's a kazim of chatzitza. What about tefillin shel rosh? That's a machlokas between the Rashba and the Rosh. Shuva in the Rashba says ein isser chatzitza no betefillin shel rosh umutal anichem afilu akova, says the Rashba. Says you can put your tefillin shel rosh on a hat. Right, there's no isser chatzitza. Right, it comes up. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about a man, a toupee. Man has a toupee. Does he have to take off his toupee? So you have this Rashba to rely on anyway, because there is no isser chatzitza. So mikivish al kapanim al yasadav mechalkas rishonim. So says Rav Avadia, since there's at least a machlokas rishonim about it, nira, and this is classic Rav Avadia. He does this in many tshuvas. Nira dal kapanim si harosha mechubel gufo havi kein svek sveka. The Rav Avadia many times in his tshuvas uses the concept of svek sveka to paskin. Not just a svek svek and halacha to paskin. Shema halacha kaharashba vaharash ein hezer chatzitza noy betilin shal rosh. Maybe the halacha is like the Rashba, that there is no problem of chatzitza by tilin shal rosh. And even if you want to say the halacha is like the Rosh, that there is, maybe long hair is not a chatzitza. Maybe it's connected, or it's the lanoi, and it's like a sort of chatzitza. So that's what he paskins. Like most poskim can't even understand where this chumra comes from. It's part of the body. So why would it be a problem? So at the end, says Rav Avadia, though obviously it's better not to, and he quotes Alpitzachus Vayomer LaKotzrim Hashem Imachem, right? That Boaz says to the harvesters, those who are short, Vayomer LaKotzrim Hashem Imachem. I once heard also another Rav that said this to describing people who speak, Vayomer LaKotzrim Hashem Imachem, those who speak short. So the end, Vikomakom Achorid L'Dvar Hashem Bevadei Roi Lihimana Migidu Seir Arosh Afilu Rak L'Nei Liofi. So, Be'ikar Adin, most poskim say it is not a problem. The third issue that might come up is Begadisha. Begadisha, is long hair a problem of Begadisha, something that women do? So again, this is also something that's touched on by the poskim. Most say that, many say, I should say, that since there are men with long hair also, so then, you know, how can you say it's specifically defined? It doesn't look like, might look like a Ben Torah, look like somebody traditional, but it's hard to say that one is violating that. Rav Stonebach has a tshuva also about this in Chelek Alasim and Membeis, in Tshuva Svan Hagos, where he says you have to always know exactly also when you give tochacha about this. Because when somebody has long hair, it could be many times that there's a lot behind that long hair. And therefore, just to go over to somebody, you know, in your yeshiva, he says, talking to the principal of the Rosh Yeshiva, to say, cut your hair, if there's a rule in the yeshiva before they come in, so they know the rules. They know the rules. But in general, there's usually a story behind it. And one has to be very careful exactly how one works with it. Let me macha mitzvah lomar davar hanishma dafka. Will be yeshivas lita lo machu al zeh. The elu sha'asukein kadesh lo ligrom richuk yoser beinam lo mishpachtam. Velo sha'asukein mishim shachas v'gaiva. The kolshik in Kambadrom, Africa. Right, his first chelik was in South Africa. Ome melech shesaras yubisai bakach afshikdom yish mekilim lo nikra chatzitza. Maybe if you fold over the hair on top, it's like your tefillin are sitting on a bounce. Right, so then maybe it could be a chatzitza, because that's not mamish, not on your head. You have such long hair that you fold it over and then you put the tefillin shel rosh on top. Then it's up in the air. But if not, if it's on your head, so then l'chora, it is not a problem of chatzitza. Okay, so those all issues of Megadle Blurius. Now we move on to the next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Daf Ayin Zayin. Again, getting into the last couple of dafim. Today we have again, next to a couple of dafim about more yichus. Bascha, that's Asar Yuchsin. The parak of Yichus is Asar Yuchsin. Bascha lo zachar psula min kahuna la olam. A daughter of a chalal is always psula from kahuna. Meaning, if the father is a chalal, doesn't matter what the mother is. Let's say the mother is a bas Yisrael. So, as we learned back on Daf Samach Vav, we learned that if you have two people marry each other who are kshayrim to each other, havlat holich achar zachar. So, a chalal and a bas Yisrael can get married, mutter, and therefore the lot is it goes after the zachar, and therefore the daughter of a relationship with a chalal is always a chalala, and therefore she's psula for kahuna. Yisrael should also chalala be tukshera la kahuna. But the other way, a Yisrael that marries a chalala, the daughter is kshera, because you go after the father. And a chalala should also be Yisrael be tupsula kahuna. And a chalala that marries a bas Yisrael be tupsula. It's the same halacha as line one. So I was going to ask why it repeats it. Why line one and three are the same halacha? A couple of other shitos. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Bas Ger Zachar, Kabas Chalal Zachar. The daughter of a Ger is the same thing as the daughter of a Chalal. As long as there's a Ger, that's the father, so then that's passed down to the daughter, and therefore the daughter is like a Gioris and cannot marry a Kohen. That's the Shita of Rebbe Yehuda. If your father's a Ger, the daughter cannot marry a Kohen. Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, it depends. Yisrael shenas a Gioris bitokshir l'kahuna. Ger shenas a bat Yisrael bitokshir l'kahuna. As long as one of the parents is a born Jew, so then the daughter is allowed to marry a Kohen. Only aval Ger shenas a Gioris bitopsul l'kahuna. Said the Elazar ben Yaakov, no, only if both parents are Gerim, then we say the daughter is psula for kahuna. That is the shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Echad ger ve'echad avad b'shachrarim. Doesn't matter who the parent is, whether it's a ger or an eved b'shachrar. Afilu ad yodoros ad shetehimu miyisrael. So you have the mother who's a Jew. You know, if the mother is not a Jew, then the daughter, if they're both parents are, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, are gerim, so then the child cannot marry a kohen. Finishing up, Rabbi Yossi Omer, the most megal shita, av ger shenas agiyores biduk shir l'kahuna. Not only mamish gerim, convertees, do we say they cannot marry a kohen, but a child, even of two gerim, is but to marry a kohen. Sorry, I have this cough today. And Hashem Hashem Yazar. Okay. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Yisurei Bia, in Tes Vav Tes, like the second shita, if one of the parents are gerim, havlad Yisrael l'chol davar, v'asir b'mamzeres. As long as one of the parents are Yisraelim. Ger shenas abad Yisrael, and Yisrael shenas geres, havlad Yisrael l'chol davar. That is the shita of the Rambam. The Ran argues on this. The Ran says, 1 minute. Let me find the Ran. It's on Daf Lamed of Beis and the Daf Yarif. I don't agree with this psak, that if the one of the parents is a Yisrael, so then the child is allowed to marry a Kohen. 1 second. They're learning this, says the Ran, from, let's say, a case of a Goy ve'eved, Shabbat Bas Yisrael. What's the halacha of that? So we mentioned many poskim say the Vlad is kasher l'kahuna. The Goy is Bala Bas Yisrael, the Vlad is kasher. So the Ran says, l'chor, they say, so if a Ger is Bala Bas Yisrael, surely. Says the Ran, that sort of doesn't work. Why? By a Goy that's Bala Bas Yisrael, you don't have a choice. The Goy has no yichus. So therefore, you cannot say that he follows the father. And therefore, you see, he goes by the mother, and the mother is Kshera. But in a case where a Ger is Baal Bas Yisrael, that's a mutter relationship. So if it's a mutter relationship, she has to go after the Zachar. Ironically, a Ger should be worse than a Goy in this regard, in terms of the child. That's the Ran's Machlokes on this Rambam. He quotes the Rambam, V'lo yadati minayin lo. I don't understand this. The Avagato v'kachavim al Baal Bas Yisrael avad Yisrael gamor v'asib b'mam zeres. You can't go after the father there, so you go after the mother, and the mother's kshera. Aval zesh aviv Yisrael gamur lama lo yisyachis achar aviv v'yinido kager demutu b'mamzeres v'avlad olech achar zachar v'tzarech iyun. That's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ran. Do we say that there's an irony that a ger should be worse than a guy, and that's the shita of the Ran? The Rambam says no. Maybe it's a kosher cane. Once you know that a goy, that Baal Bas Yisrael, the Vlad is kosher l'kahuna, so too, a ger, that's Baal Bas Yisrael, the Vlad is kosher l'kahuna. The same issue comes up in the Minchas Chinuch, same type of issue. In Reish Samach Zayin, Sif Yud Ches, there the same Minchas Chinuch is talking about, what about a Yisrael that is ba on a chalala? So what did the Mishnah say? Yisrael is ba on a chalala, what's the halacha? The Vlad is kosher. Right, because you go after the father, Yisrael Kshir, go after the child is not a halala, and therefore the child can marry a kohen, because you go after the father. What happens if a goy is ba'al halala? What if a goy is ba'al halala? So I'm talking about that case. So, says the Minchas Chinuch, you know what? It should be that the the mother, the child from there, is a halala. Avalam goy ve'evet ba'al halala, why? Because it's like the Ran. So you don't have any connection to the father, you should go totally after the mother, and the mother is a halala. So if the child should go near a bar, davlat chalal gamur. The bishlam of Yisrael should also chalala. The minat Torah ain havlat holech achar psul dida ki havlat holech achar azachar. When you have Yisrael that goes after and marries a chalala, so fine, you go after the father. But by a guy, he's totally out of the picture. So you have to go exclusively after the mother. So if the mother's a chalala, even though Yisrael chalala, you say the mother doesn't matter, but by a guy chalala, the mother should matter. Aval b'makom she'ino holech achar azachar could go guy the even. Dahatora gilsa dahavlad holich achar dida. So then Cain holich legamri achareha, and the child should be a chalala. Cain nireli pashut ubarur. says the Menachas Lenach. I think that is correct. Okay. Says the that's continuing some halachos of the Yichus. Vayter in the Gemara. My la'olam. What does the first line of the Mishnah mean? That a daughter of a chalal is always psula. You might say it's like Misri and Adomi. You might say there after three generations it's all mutter. So to here it should be all mutter. Kamash Balan, you don't say that. And the chalalas continue forever. Good. Yisrael should also, right, because you might have said Misri and Adomi is even worse because they originally cannot marry into the kahal. Chalala can marry into the kahal. Yet, chalal continues forever with the males. Yisrael shenas a chalala, minani mili, Yisrael that marries a chalala, so how do you know? How do you know that the child is kosher, that you go after the males? So, Amar v'yocham shimon, ne emarkan, v'lo yichalal zaro, ba'amav. It says, by a kohen, yishna bi mechalal hezera. By marrying somebody he's not allowed to. But emar lahalam lo yitamei ba'amav. And the other pasuk says, right, that a kohen has an iser of becoming tamei. So malahalans chramatlon akevas, just like by the kasev of tuma, it only applies by the men. The women do not have a problem. A bas kohen, an ishus kohen, is allowed to go into a cemetery. The only shaila is by a pregnant one. Right, the rokeach has the suffix in ilchos avelus. Do you say that maybe she has a baby inside, has a boy? So do you matter based on sfekseka? Maybe it's a girl, and I mean, if it's a boy, maybe it's not a bet kayama. That's the only shaila that might come up, but generally a bas kohen is not muser. It's just like the pasuk of lo yitama applies only to the men, velo nikevos, ela afkan, zachar velo nikevos. So to here, only to the men, not to the women. So the havamina here is that only the men, and the Pnei Yeshua says, it's amazing that the havamina seems to be that chalalim or chalala would only be the woman herself and not the child. That's what the Gemara is about to reject this in the next line. But the havamina is maybe only the woman who is nif'eles to an iser kahuna would become a chalala. So ask the Gemara 1 minute. Ela me'ata bita shel kohen gadol tishtari. What do you mean? Then the daughter, if you're only saying this only applies to men and not to women, so then daughters of isurei kahuna should be kosher. If you're saying it's compared to tumah. So the Gemara says, 1 minute. Mikzib b'no, zaro ksib. It says zaro, v'lo yichal zaro. So it can't just apply to men. So v'lo yichal zaro ba'amav. So it says that. So you have to include some women as well. So bas b'no tishtri. Okay, so include some women. But how do you know the daughter of your son, which is really an outgrowth of your son? So you don't have a drasha to include that. Ksiv lo yichal zaro. No, it says lo yichalel. He should not be machal his zera. Makish zaro lo. So we compare him to his zera. Mahu bito psula, just like he has the first generation of psula, daughter, af bino, so to his son, bito psula. So to his son, has bito his pasul. So bas bito tisar, so what about his daughter's daughter? So once you're including all second generation, so you should daughter's daughter too, and that's not true, right? Because if your daughter's daughter goes, it only goes to halala, it's only passed through the father. So yimkein, zereshav, maya hanilei, there is a zereshav to exclude something. So the daughter's daughter is what is excluded. Period. Okay, the Rambam, the Reb Chaim discusses that the Rambam seems to quote a different pasuk to teach me this halacha than what we have here. Right, we have here what's the makar for being passed through the father, gzeira shava to tuma. When the Rambam quotes this halacha in Perek Yutes, halacha tesvav, he has a different drasha. He says vayisyaldu amishpachosam leveis avosam, beis aviv hi mishpachto ve'ein beis imo mishpachto. Right, so beis aviv. So which is it? Is it the father's house? Reb Chaim says, why is Rambam quoting a different pasuk than the Gemara? So Reb Chaim says, again, just to mention in short, that really there seem to be two dinim in the psul chalala. And therefore the Rambam and the Gemara is referring to two different dinim. One din is a din of a bia psula. A bia psula creates chalala. A bias kahuna psula creates chalalas. And the other one is that a psul yichus that is passed down from the father. So a bia psula, that's what Argamar is talking about. That's lav dafka, you know, you have to quote the same pasuk of the Rambam, because it's talking about two different cases. In the case, so he says, shei dinim heim, that gemara mayri lenyim psul bia, she posel zaro bibiyaso, and that's why some women are included. Ubezeu deshayach taiba de ba'amav, v'harama mayri lenyim psul mishpacha, she avlad holech achar azachar, and in terms of mishpacha, yichus, so that always goes after the father. That's how the Rambam, and the Gemara could be quoting two different psukim. Okay. Weiter. Says the Gemara, Chol Shanas Abayis Yisrael, Bito Psula. So the third line of the Mishnah said that if a Chol marries a Bayis Yisrael, Bito Psula. So Hatan Alei Reisha. Line 1 and 3 are the same exact lines in the Mishnah. Bas Chol Zachar Psula Menakudla La'olam. So what is line 3 adding? So Aidi Tana Reisha Yisrael Shanas Achalala Tananami Seifa Chol Shanas Abayis Yisrael. So just being parallel, once you quote line 2, you also quote line 3, even though line 3 is the same as line 1. Masnisin de lo Rabbi Dustoy ben Yehuda. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Dustoy, who we've had before. Titania, Rabbi Dustoy ben Yehuda, Omer, Kishem Shibine Yisrael Mikvatara lachalalus. Just like if one of the parents is not a halal, Yisrael marries a halala, the child is okay, kosher, chair for kahuna, kaspinos Yisrael Mikvatara lachalalim. So too, girls, Benos Yisrael are Mikvatara lachalalim. In other words, Rabbi Dustoy says the only time halalus is passed on is if both parents. Both parents have the psul of chalal. My time of the seven Yehud bar Yehuda, Amar Kra lo yichalal zaro ba'amav ba'am echad hu de mechal. Only if they're from one am, one psul, b'shnei amimim eno mechal. So that's Rabbi Dustoy ben Yehuda Shita. In that same piece, Rabbi Chaim says that Rabbi Dustoy would say, fine, the daughter can marry a kohen, but to say that she could eat truma or that her son could work on the Beis HaMikdash, I don't know if he would go that far. Maybe Tara la mikvah Tara is only by the marriage issue, but not by the other issues, which might have a higher standard. Good. Tanu Rabbanan lo yichalal zaro. Brisa says a kohen cannot be machal hizera. Ein li el zaro hi atzma minayin. I only know that he's machal hizera, meaning the child becomes a halala. How do I know that the woman herself, if a kohen marries a grusha, she becomes a halala? Also, how do I know that? So I'm a kavachomer. It's a kavachomer. Mazar shalom v'ravir mischalal. If the child didn't do anything wrong, and she becomes mischalal, so then he shalom v'ravir in addition mischalalus. So the mother, she did the avera. So for sure she becomes mischalal. She's worse. Says the Pnei Yeshua. What about a mamzer? The ultimate tragedy. Right? A mamzer is can't marry anybody, and he didn't do anything wrong, and the mother is not a mamzeres. So maybe the Pnei Yeshua says, maybe the Gemara is holding that you cannot compare Isurim for everyone and Isurim Kahuna. Maybe the Gemara, that's why the Gemara doesn't bring that in. Because Isur Mamzer is Shavah Lakol, applies to everybody, and Isur Kahuna is only for Kohanim. So maybe that's why there might be different rules, that's why the Gemara didn't bring it in. But obviously that's the first thing that jumps out at us. So the Gemara says, if the child who didn't do an Aveira is Pasul, so too, the mother herself. So the Gemara says, no, who asked me Yechiyach? No, what about the man? The man will prove it. The man did an Aveir of Eim Mischalal. The man didn't become Mischalal, so that should prove that. You can't say that logic. The Gemara says, no, Malahush can't Eim Mischalal b'chol makom. The man's status never changes. The man's status never changes anywhere. Ma tomar shehib behiv shebischalas b'chol makom. Whenever you have nival al pasala, the woman's status is the one that changes, not the man's, for various halachic reasons. V'yim nafshach lomar, and if you want to say another makar, amar kra lo yichalal zaro. He should not be b'chal his zera, lo yichulal zeh shahyakashim nischalal. He shouldn't be mechalal someone that was kosher and nischalal. That's a second makar, meaning not including somebody who was nischalal from the time that they were created. So mayan nafshach lomar, what is that extra line? What do we need a separate makar for? The following. V'chi teim igel mifrach. And if you want to say that, you can ask Akasha. Ma lezaro shekein yitzira sobaveira. You might say the child is worse because he starts off problematic. He was never good. Amar kra lo yichalel. Lo yichul azeh shayakashim nischalal. Somebody who was kosher and then became a problem. So then, that's what's included in the pasuk. Okay, Malkar says one of two makoros, how you know that not only is the child mischala, but also the mother is mischala. It's interesting, the Gemara here goes back and forth. Which is worse? Is it worse to start off being kosher and then becoming problematic? Or is it worse to have yitziraso ba'avera? It's reminiscent of the sugya we had in Maseches Sukkah and elsewhere, of Nira v'nitcha and dichui meikaro. If you have a problem with a chefza shal mitzvah, is it worse if it has a problem when the time of the mitzvah starts, or when it was good and then it got a problem? Right? Let's say you have a chopped off hadas, the head of it is chopped off, right? So then do we say that it's worse or better? Which is the worst psul? When yantiv started, it was chopped off, and then it grew a berry on yantiv. That makes it okay, and then the berry, you know, so then it was problematic at the beginning. Or do we say, no, it's worse if it was a good one, and then it got formed, it got a problem on Yantif. That's called Nitcha Meikara, or Nira V'Nitcha. So what would you have said? Pashtus, what would you say is worse? What would you say is worse?
Nachronim? It would be good at the beginning.
If it would be good at the beginning and then got worse?
It got worse.
that would be a worse problem. That would be a worse problem. Oh, okay, so you're like the sheet of many Rishonim and Achronim. You might have said, let me see, on the street, you might have said that the other way, you might have said that if you never were in the Parsha, that's even worse. Here, at least you were in the Parsha, and then you got a problem. But then Rav Yosef Engel explains that, no, it's worse with it's near of a Nitcha. Why? I'll give you a mashal. He didn't give this mashal, but I'll give the mashal. He says, let's say you have somebody who never ran for president. That's one case. And what about somebody who lost the primary? Or who lost the presidency? Who has a better chance of winning the following year? Somebody who never ran, or somebody who ran and lost? Right? So you generally, somebody who ran and lost is worse. Right? Nira v'nitche. Right? How many times has there been a presidential candidate that lost and then won the next time? Not too often. I'm sure there are, I'm going to get some emails about how many times it's happened. But generally, people aren't interested in the guy who lost. Okay, if you never were in the parsha, somebody knew, somebody... So that's the mashal. The nira v'nitche sometimes can be worse in people's eyes than dicha meikaro.
Nixon.
Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Vayter. Ezri chalala, kol shenodem en apsulam. What's a chalala? Somebody who's born from a pasul, two people who are pasul to each other. So my psulam, what does that mean? Ilem apsulam lo. Does that mean they're pasul to him? Does that mean anybody? Any chayv yelavin? Sorry, machzor grushaso. What about machzor grushaso? Meaning, if a Reuven divorces his wife, then his wife marries somebody else, and then that marriage stops, either Alman or Gershin. She's not allowed to go back to her first husband. You're allowed to be Machzor Grushaso if she was not married in between. But if she was, you're not allowed to. But if you did, Psulalo, she's puzzled to him about Eksherim, the children of Kasher, Dechsiv To'eva he. What she did is an abomination. He To'eva, ain't Banat To'evan. Only she's a To'eva, not her children. So you see, there's no Chalala by Machzor Grushaso. Some review the Hachi Kamar. Okay, you're right, you have to refine. It doesn't mean all Psulim. Ezui Chalala, Kol Shenoda Min Psul Kahuna. Somebody's born from a psul kahuna, that's a chalal. So nolda in, lo nolda lo. Oh, only somebody who's born from a psul kahuna. Hari amanu grusha zona. What about all these? A case of a widow, right? The mothers who had the relationship to lo nolda v'kavi chalala. Those are chalalim. Those weren't born into the problem. They were the problem. So amar rabba hachi kamar. No, this is what it means. Ezo chalala muzkeres. Which chalala is mentioned in the Torah? Shelo hayala shas kosher klal, that never had a zman kosher at all. Kol shenoda mimsul kahuna. So the child never had a had a time. My muskeres. What does that mean? Amar bishal baravin haki gamar. Ezi chalala sheikara midivrei Torah. Which one is alluded to in the Torah? Vein srichin lefarish midivrei sofrim. You don't even have to explain to me drabanan, because it's clear that that's what the Torah is referring to. Kol shenoda mimsul kahuna. Anyone that's no lad from mimsul kahuna, that's the one that is more, that is obviously included in the iser. Couple of points here. Number one is the Machnas said earlier in Daf Samach Zayin, he has a suffik whether, let's say, you have a Kohen Gadol who's not allowed to do Yibam, we know, because his brother's wife is an Almana. So what happens if a Kohen Gadol did Yibam, which is Mutu Daraisa, Ase Dochalos Ase, are the children Chalalim? He was allowed to do it. We paskin, maybe not, because Atu Biyashniya. But Midaraisa, the first Biyash should be okay. So is the child a Chalal? Because after all, that was a Biyash Heter. It's a Biyash Heter. This relates to Reb Chaim's issue. Is Chalalus passed down Yichus, or is it based on a Biyash Isser? So here, so he's noted, said the Machna, that there's no Chalal in that place, and that's a case, because it was a Biyash Heter. Point number one. Point number two, which is a big issue that we're going to come up with on Amud Beis, but I already mentioned it now. And that is, when a Kohen marries a Zona, let's say, somebody has the status of a Zona. So what happens? The Gemara here says she becomes a Chalala. How is that possible? Don't we say, Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, right? That's the big sugi coming up on Amud Beis right here. Ein Isser Chal Isser, which usually means if something's already Usser to me, it can't become more Usser to me. Right? If something is Treif, and then it's become more Treif, so then it can't. It doesn't get off the ground. That's the principle of Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. There are some exceptions, but how could Chalala is not one of the exceptions. Chalala being Chalan Zona. So what's that? Why do we say, what's the difference that the Gemara assumes that she becomes a Chalala? Are there any nafkaminas? So the big issue in the poskim is, in the Achronim really, is it when we say the principle of Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, does that mean that the second Isser is not Chal at all? At all, at all, it disappears? Or do we say it's Chal in some theoretical sense, but you don't get punished for it? But, you know, you don't get the status for it. But let's say the first Isser disappears at some point in the future. Then the second one might be Chal right away. Or another nafkamina that the that is spoken about. Well, that's the one of the achronim I saw here suggests maybe that's the issue here about what is a chalisser. Is it based on a pasuk or is it based on a svara? Right, so we're going to have that. That's a machlokas rishonim as well. If it's based on a pasuk, so you might say it's a gzeiras hakasuv. So then, it's held in abeyance. But once the first iser is gone, the second one can be chal. Or maybe it's even chal in a certain way. You know, in theory, we'll see why in a minute. Or do you say no? It's based on the sara. It's based on the svara. It's already aser, so it can't be aser. So then maybe you would say otherwise. Rabbi Elchanan has this chakira, and he says, you know where the nafkamina is? Where do you bury the guy? Right. In the olden days, you used to bury people based on what aveiros they did in their life. So if you bury somebody, l'kovar b'Yerusham Gemurim, what if the second iser is something that makes a person, you know, be buried in a certain area and not just in the first area? So Sarach Lomar, you have to say, based on what the Gemara says, the Yeshna l'sibas ha'iser. That's Rabbi Elchanan, Kovetz Ha'aris and Simon Lamed. That's what he calls it. The Siba of the iser exists, even if you say Ein iser chalal iser. He says, Kugon achos ishal nida, u'b'haytai masagi l'kovar b'Yerusham Gemurim. He says, where else do you have this? By a cotton. There are those that say that midah oraisa, you can't give a cotton a treif. Why? After cotton la bari surahu klal, even though a cotton can't violate an iser, why should it be asa daraisa to feed him? No, the siba se iser might be there. Right? Meaning, in other words, another way to say it is that a cotton can still do a maisa avera. Even though he has a patur onshin, but he's still doing a maisa avera. He's not mufka from that. V'hachanami le'inyin iser chalal iser. After lesa la iser klal, mikol makom, sibas ha iser kayemes. U'mehai taima isura mitzvah tali v'ka'i, Kidapaka iser kama, chayil iser basra. That's the language of Rabbi Elchanan explaining a Gemara in Maseches Yevamos. That's Rabbi Elchanan in Kovetz Ha'aretz Siman Lamed. But that's the issue of iser chayil iser, which is coming up. Let's continue now. One other point, and that is, what did the Gemara say? Maimus keres, right? This is the one that's mentioned in the Torah Shivachsav. What's the difference whether something is mufurich in Torah Shivachsav or something is learned out from a drasha? What do I care that the halala that's learned out, the child halala, is based on the Torah muskeres, but the isha is learned from a drasha? So the Maharit says, what's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is the Zakin Mamre. Zakin Mamre is only, naturally the Zakin Mamre, but he argues against his chaverim, the Sanhedrin, only if he paskins something against them. Saying a pasuk in the Torah is not called a psak. That's not called a hora'ah. A hora'ah means you interpret the Torah in a certain way. It's not that you, right, if it's mefurish, if a zakin mamri gets up there and says, you're allowed to be b'chal Shabbos. So it's not going to be a zakin mamri there, because mefurish in the Torah, losa asa kamalacha. Only if it's a hora'ah. A hora'ah is what a zakin mamre needs. Yelorah. Okay, if you want to look, Rav Shechler has an article about this in Simin Lamed Beis, about the concept of Hora'ah versus the concept of Gilui Milsa. In Eretz Tzvi, Simin Lamed Beis, feel free to look. Maybe we'll get back to that if there's time. Vaiter, Tana Rabbanan, Almana, 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 Eino Chayev Ela Achas. Three Almanas, you only chayev once. Grusha, 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 Eino Chayev Ela Achas. Three Grushas, you only chayev once. We'll see what the case is. Almana, Ugrusha, the Chalala Zona, all these four, Bizman Shem Kasei there, if they're all in this exact order, Chayev al Kalachas Vachas, then you're Chayev on each one. We'll see why, because all of those are exceptions to Enes or Chalalisr. Zinsa, Vinis Chalala, Vinis Garsha, Vinis Armala, the opposite order, Enes Chayev al Achas, you only Chayev one. Okay, now let's explain it. So, Amramai, this is one of the main sugyas in Shas for Isr Chalalisr, right here. So Amar Mar, Amana, 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 Eino Chayev Ela Achas. What's the case of three Amanas? You only Chayev one. Hay Amana Hechidami, Ile Meshaba Al Amanas Ruvein, the Amana Shimon, the Amanas Levi. If a person lived with three Amanas, three different women, Eino Chayev Ela Achas. She Chayev one. Right? Why Chayev one? She Chayev three. So Hare says the Gemara, Gufin Machlokin, Hare Shemus Machlokin. There are different bodies that you Chayev a separate Isser. And there are different Shemos. One is Amanas Ruvein, one's Amanas Shimon, one's Amanas Levi. Right, does that mean that if it's three women who are almana to the same man, there would only be one? Right, what if they're all almanas Ruvains? The Gemara says, Gufin Machlokin, Shemus Machlokin. Right, so that's an interesting discussion. The Tosa Rush here says, how many Hasras were given here? How many Hasras? So Lachari says, only one, because what does the Gemara say? You know, because the Gemara is about to say that it must be, well, let's read it. Let's read the Tosa Rush. Where is it? It must be with one asra. If it's two asras, then even the same almana would be chayev more than one. But then he says, if it's the same asra, how can he be chayev on each one? Can't he say, I forgot? By the third bia, by the fourth bia, he says, no, an important yisod. Since he started the first aveira, toch de dibra of the first asra, and it was continuous, he can no longer say, I forgot. Because it all goes back to that original hasra. Midi dahavi, just like if somebody eats a kezayis, bechdei achilas pras. right? Within 9 minutes, you're chayav malchus for that whole thing. What can he say? I forgot. No. If you started the ma'isa aveira within toka the dibur, that is good enough. Okay, so the Gemara, Ella, what must be the case of three amanas, you only chayav one? Sheval amana acha shalosh bios. You were balled up one amana three times. So again, hechi dami, what's the case here? Idelo asrubei, if you didn't give him any warning, warning for the other ones, pshita deno chayav alacha. So of course you only chayav one. You only gave one asra. Ve'ela da asrubei, what if you must, akol chad v'chada. So let's say you warned on each one, each bia. So my eno chayav alachas. That's why you only chayav one. Even if it's the same woman, if it's three hasras, you should be chayav three. V'hatznan, didn't we learn in the Mishnah? Nazir. Nazir, shayisodah yayin kol hayom kulo. A nazir that's drinking wine all day. Eino chayav alachas. He's only chayav one. Amru lo, al tishteh, al tishteh. If they keep saying, don't drink to him. V'hu shoseh, chayav alachas v'achas. You see, the same aveira, but if you warn him in between, you're chayav on each one. Why is he only chayav one? If you only warn him once in the morning? B'yas ten kazesim. So the Ritva says in Makos, because he can say, I forgot. You can say, I forgot. The Tosas Rid here says, no. You know what he could have said? I thought if I drink 10 kegs of wine, I only get one malchus. That's what I thought the Hazara was. So I didn't understand the onus. You know, it was worth it for me to do it to get one set of malchus, not to get 35 sets of malchus. So that's what he could have said to the Tosas Rid. And the Rambam, very important Rambam, in the Pirush Mishnah is there in Nazir. We mentioned it then. I'll mention it again now. The Rambam said this whole halacha is only bidei Adam. But bidei Shemayim, yirchayev akalachas va'achas, even without the extra hasras. As the Rambam Shita in the Pirush Mishnah is there. Zeh shamayna bababus elu eino chayv ela achas b'dinei adam sheinim chayv malchus ela achar asra v'il tzorach hasra kol malchus aval b'dinei shamayim kol shtiyas revias adeira biyado v'alterach zeh tatun l'chol isurim shabatorah. Hashem has a exact scorecard in shamayim. So what's the case here? The three amanas yon lechayv one shebal amanas ruvein shehais amanas shemon shehais amanas levi. One woman that is three shemos of almana. Ma'u de te'mari shemos mechlakin. You might say they have three different shemos, three shemos of almana. Kamash malan, gufin mechlakin bein avaleka. You need gufin mechlakin, you need separate bodies. Separate bodies, and you don't have it. You don't have it here. That is the case of the case of three almanas. The Tosas Rid talks about the issue of what I said before. When do you have, what about almana from three husbands? What about the same almana from one husband? But then he says at the end an important point. Nearly, the requirement of gufin mechlakin is only by bali chayim, alive beings, like a man who lives with five nidos or five almanos or roveach chamesh behemos. Then you're chayiv on each one. But by shchutin, you don't say gufin mechlakin. Bishun delo chashivi. And v'machal chaylev mikama behemos behelam echad. Let's say you eat chaylev non-kosher fat from five different animals. You're chayiv one. You don't take gufin mechlakin there. Gufin mechlakin is only by a person and by a live animal. But by a piece of meat, you don't say gufin mechlakin. Right. Okay, now we start the sugya. So the principle usually is ein isser chalal isser. There are at least three, maybe four exceptions to the principle of isser chalal isser. That's what the Ritva says here. The Ritva lays it out beautifully. You have something that's called an isser mosif. An isser mosif is an exception to the rule. What's an isser mosif? If it becomes more usser to you than it was before. Then you say isser chalal isser. Then you also have what's called an isser kolel. Isser kolel means more items become usser. Beforehand there was only this item, now more items, so that also is chal, isser kolel. Then you have something called an isser basachas. If both of them are chal at the same time, if I eat something on Yom Kippur Shabbos, right? Yom Kippur, the isser of Shabbos and Yom Kippur are chal at the same time. So then again, that is chal. That's isser basachas. Those are three exceptions to the rule. I think I saw one other in one of the achronim. The way I just have as an introduction here. So isser mosif is a called basachas. Isser. Okay, Sir Chalmur, but that we mentioned. It has a different onesh. Okay, let's go weiter without a hagdama. So, Amanu, Grusha V'chalo, Zona. We're getting back to the next part of the Braisa. So, my Tana. Hi Tana, my Kasavar. So, we said before it has to be in this specific order. So, Ikasavar, Isser Chalal Isser, Ifchanami. Right? If you say Isser can be Chalal Isser, so then you should say any order. The Ikasavar, Ein Isser Chalal Isser. And if you say Isser cannot be Chalal Isser, so if you look at Seder as an Amilo, even in this order, it shouldn't work. Right, and again we mentioned, the Menachas Chinuch discusses it, Machlokas we've shown him, is it a Svara or is it a Pasik? The Ritva in one place quotes a Pasik, but others might say it's a Svara. So it might be important difference is whether it exists at all, if you say it's a Svara or if it's a Pasik. So Amar Rava, Hai Tana Isser Chalal Isser Leslay, this time it says, Ein Isser Chalal Isser, but Isser Mosif Islay. But he does believe in an Isser Mosif. And therefore, here we go. Where's my Rabbi Chanan? Gonna need it in a minute. Here it is. Amana, so start. Amana, asur l'kohen gadol, v'shari l'kohen hedyot. So she starts off as an Amana. So she's also only to the Kohen Gadol. So, Avila Grusha. Once she becomes a Grusha, Migu di Tosef la Yisur la Gabi Kohen Hedyo. Since a new Isser kicked in regarding other people, so even the Kohen Gadol, it's Chal, and therefore not only is she also to a Kohen Gadol as an Almana, but also as a Grusha. But she can still eat Truma, an Almana and a Grusha can eat Truma. But then Havila Chalala, then she became a Chalala. So Migid, once she cannot eat Truma anymore, that's enough to make it to be Chal, and even the Kohen Gadol, she gets the status of Chalala. So that works for the first three. Elazona, my Isser, Mosef Isbei. But what about regarding the status of Zona? Once she's an Amana Grusha, Chalala, what does Zona add? So Gemara answers, you're right, nothing. In this case, Amar Rav Chana Barav Katina, Hoel V'Shem Znus, Posel B'Yisrael. You know what it means? Because there are certain cases where the status of Zona could add something. For example, if she was married, she would become Usher to her husband. So too, even in this case, where she's not married, it's considered an Isser Mosef. Because there are some cases, theoretically, that it would be an Isser Mosef. Says Rabbi Chanan in Kovetz Haros in the next siman, in Siman Lamed Beis. I don't understand, because there are a number of Gemaras that say, and a Rambam that seems to say that it has to be Lamaisa Aser, an Isser Mosef, not just in theory. So does it have to be in theory? Does it have to be a Lamaisa? Says Rabbi Chanan, Lamed Beis Gimel, the Yesh Lamar, the Shnei Mine Mosef. Right? There are two types of Isser Mosefs. Heicha, one case is where both Yisurim are equal, and one is not more chamer than the other one, like Isser Eishas Ach and Achos Isha. So those two are basically equal. Ubeki Agavna Lo Havi Mosef. Then, if they're equal, then it's not a Mosef, unless there are actual men that became more Usser in this case. But sometimes the Guf for Isser is more chamer, like inherently, maybe not to this person, but objectively the Isser is more chamer, like Zona and Chalala. Zona is Usser also to Bnei Yisrael. Halal is only Usser to Kahanim. So you're right, in this case, she's already Halal, except for Zona doesn't add anything, but inherently a Zona is more Chamor. In that type of Isser Mosef, it only has to be in theory. It's good enough to be in theory. Shame Zona post to be Yisrael, and therefore it would be good enough. So Bachanan, two types of Isser Mosef. Viter. Tony Tanakame Dr. Sheshes. Choshu B'yikach, Harihu B'lo Yikach. Anyone who is B'yikach, meaning anyone who the Kohen Gadol is allowed to marry, so is included in the Isser of Lo Yikach, that he'll get Malkus for living with this woman. Kol she'eino B'yikach, eino B'lo Yikach. But somebody is not, who he has no Shaychus to marry in the first place, she cannot get the Isurim that are by Lo Yikach of Amana, Grusha, etc. Meaning, Prat Kohen Gadol Shabal Achos Amana. The Kohen Gadol wants to live with his sister, who's an Amana, he's only going to get the Aveir of sister, not Amana. So Amar Lei Damal Chamani Reb Shimoni. Who is this Brisa like? It's like Reb Shimon. The Amar Ein Yisr Chalal Isser. Reb Shimon says Amana is not Chalal Nachoso. The Tanya Reb Shimon Omer, because Reb Shimon says Ha'ochan Nevel Biyom Kippur and Pater. If you Nevel on Yom Kippur, you Pater, right? Because the Rabban, and why? Because that's Ein Isser Chalal Isser. You're Pater because it was ready Asur Mishum Nevelos. So Yom Kippur is not Chalal. The Rabbanim, because if it's the Rabbanim that say Isser Chalal Isser, how many Isser Chalal Isser? So you should say it works in the Kohen Gadol case too. Says the Gemara, no, I feel the same Rabbanim. Even the Rabbanim who usually say Isser can be Chalal Isser by Yom Kippur, maybe would agree here, no. Why? Ki Amri Rabban Isser Chalal Isser, Hani Mili Isser Chamor Isser Kal. Yom Kippur being Chalal Nevela. So that works. Aval Isser Kal Isser Chamor, but to say Almana Anachoso, so Lo Chayal, that would not work. That's one version. Ika the Amrei, same thing, just switched around. Hamani Rabbanani, who is the Brisa of Kol Shubi Yikach, how are you below Yikach? That's the Rabbanan. The Amrei Yisr Chalal Isser. They say that it can be Chal, but the Amrei Rabbanan Yisr Chalal Isser, but they only say that Hani Mili Yisr Chamer Lisr Kal, Abel Yisr Chal Isser Chamer Lo Chayal. But the opposite would not be good work, and that's why it's their Shita. Di Rib Shimon, because if it's Rib Shimon Shita, then there's no Chiddush. Hashi Yisr Chamer Lisr Kal Lo Chayal. By Rib Shimon, if Yom Kippur is a Chal on a Vela, then surely Yisr Chal Isser Chamer Mibai. Then this Brisa, again, before in the first version of the Gemara, we said it's against the Rabbanan. Here we're saying it's superfluous, according to Reb Shimon. He wouldn't have to say the Brisa. He even says Yom Kippur is not Chalan Avela. So surely, Aman is not Chalan Achoso. The Gemara says, no, maybe it's not superfluous. Ma'o the Tema Isser Kahuna Shiny. You might say Isser Kahuna is different because the Kohanim have so many extra laws. See here, too, they'll have an extra law. Kamash Malan. You don't say that, period. Remember what we discussed back on Daf Nun, the Tosfos Rid. The Tosfos Rid says we have this principle of Chalal Isser, but Bebas Achas, it would work if it's Chalal at the same time. But what about the principle we had there on Daf Nun? Kol She'eino Bezeh Harzeh Afilu Bebas Achas Eino. Right, we had there anything that cannot be chal b'zechar zeh one after another also cannot be chal at the same time. Like, remember that case? You tried to marry five sisters. So if you try to marry five sisters one after another, it doesn't work. So therefore, it can't be chal even at the same time. So ask the Tosafot in 1 minute. What about Isser Basachas? We say Ein Isser Chal Isser, Isser Basachas, they are chal. What's the difference between Isser Basachas and Ein Isser Chal, which works, and Kol She'en B'Zechar Zeh, Afilu Basachas Eino? That's the Kasha of the Tosafot that we dealt with there. So there he said an important chilik, and that was that it depends if you are creating the Isser or if it's automatic. If you're creating the Isser, we mentioned that if you're Bailam on this, like a Kiddush in a marriage, so then you apply the principle of Kol She'en B'Zechar Zeh. The Isserim here, they're automatic from Hashem. You don't create the status of even Grusha, maybe not, but for sure not Chalala. That's automatic. You do an act, but Hashem makes it. Chalala or Almana, all of those. So that's the difference, he says the Tosas Rid, back on Daf Nun. That's what he says. Reisi Makshin, that Kash of Ainzer Kuchisha Klub, the Bavade, Bamasha Adam Osir Befiv, so that's Yeshlom of Zasfara. The High Ainzer Chalisser, but Eshifara Muzer Vaome, that comes from Hashem. Okay. 2 more minutes. Let's go. Amalir Pabala Baya Yisrael Abala Choso Zona Mashvila. Somebody lives with their sister, Rachmana Litzlan, makes her into a Zona. What about Chalala? Chalala Mashvila or Lo Mashvila? Does he make her into a Chalala also? Mi Amrina Kavachomer Michai Bilavin. I'm sorry, Kavachomer. Do you say Kavachomer Michai Bilavin Avi Chalala? Michai Bikrisis Lo Kol Shekain. If Chalala is even by a lower Avera, then surely a big Avera should create Chalala. O Dilma no. Ain't Chalala Elami Isser Kahuna. So Amalei, Ain't Chalala Elami Isser Kahuna Bavad. Only from an Isser Kahuna is there the status of Chalala. Amar Rav Amino Hamilsa Damar Bani Chalala Misser Kahuna. Where do I know this from? I know it from the following Brisa. From the following Brisa, which Beth Hashem will start with Beth Hashem tomorrow. The Brisa goes over to the next page, and Beth Hashem we will continue. Okay.